Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, check it out. His Highness, the governor, the oligarch, is going to allow folks under his tutelage, and he's providing them with the great opportunity to serve food outside. Restaurants that are choking on it, man. Curbside delivery of liquor don't work. Curbside delivery of food don't work. It's cataclysmic what's happening in the service industry and the restaurant industry. Two of my boys both have restaurants, and I called them this morning because they both have outside seating. I wanted to see if this would help both of them. My man Carmen from Cucina Bella. Hey, buddy, how are you this morning?
There he is. What's up, Marty? How you doing, my man?
Good, good, good. And I wanted to grab Jim Toten from Toten's Diner. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, man. What's shaking?
All right, gentlemen. The governor, in his good grace, the oligarch, has bestowed upon you the right to serve food outside next week, June 5th, I believe. Carmen, what's that?
I just heard that this morning. I've turned off the TV and my phone a while ago. I don't listen anymore, man.
Well, it's that bad, right? The stress is that bad.
Yeah, I don't pay attention anymore.
So Carmen has this fantastic pizza, meatball, salad joint that we're obsessed with. And I know that you have some outside seating. You have been struggling kind of paying your bills through this pandemic because they shut you down. Other than takeout, does this give you any hope, Carmen, that you can have some outside folks?
You know what? I don't know how this whole thing's going to work. So I guess, yeah, we're allowed to do the outside, but we have to somehow social distance, right?
Right.
I guess I'm going to have to try to separate as best I can. I don't know how well that's going to work, but we're still allowed to have people that, up to 25 people in a gathering, right? Whatever. So my whole point is, okay, you come in with Christine, you sit in one table, you're right there, and then Jim, my man on the phone right now, he comes in with 10 people. I'm technically allowed to put him at a 10-top table right there because it's less than 25 or 15 or whatever it is, right? So then you're going to get mad. He's going to get mad. I don't know. This whole thing's a mess. I think everything just needs to go back to normal. I'm down to my last $1,900. Needs to go now.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. We have to open up. Like, we have to. This is crazy. Like, now we got to separate everybody, and I get to throw away menus and, like, are we using paper plates? Like, I don't know. Are people allowed to walk in and use the restroom? I don't know. I mean, and no one knows what's happening next, if anyone's going green. I mean, it's almost so annoying at this point. I just don't understand how we're supposed to distance. I guess I keep telling you, like how I told you before, people want to get out, right? They want to have a choice, like everyone keeps saying. But at the end of the day, Marty, they know what they're walking into, right?
I can tell you the last three weeks,
the only busy day that I have is Friday, right? Because Friday night is pizza night. It doesn't matter if we're in the middle of pandemic, gas crisis, whatever. It makes no sense. Doesn't matter. Friday night's pizza night, right? So for the last three Fridays, I would say no one's wearing masks coming to pick up the food. Wow. I mean, they're just not. They're just not. Everyone's kind of just fed up, man. And like, hey, I'd rather get the virus, get it out of the way, and then I'm good to go.
I hear this.
I don't know.
No, I get it. Jimmy Toten from Toten's Diner. I know Jim has tables that he put outside. I know he's been struggling miserably. And as I said to him the other night, you're ready to lose it. And why not? You have so much on the line. Does this offer you any glimmer of hope, Jim, to be able to serve outside?
Marty, I'm going to do whatever I can to save my business, man. I'll put tables everywhere, whatever I got to do.
And you're a breakfast place that really slams in the morning because I've done so many shows there. There's a line out the door. Folks are packed in. Give me a guess with the outside seating. Can you recover that revenue?
If the weather stays nice, yeah, I'm hoping I can. I'll never recover the revenue. I mean, what I've lost the last 2.5 months. I mean, that's
yeah, that's gone. A great point. That's a great point. What if the weather changes and it starts to rain? We get another 2 weeks of rain. What's that do for us?
No, see,
that's
this is my deal. This is not an outdoor seating town, is it, Jim?
No, this ain't like, you know, you're sitting up down at Cape May. You know, personally, I hate it outside. But I got to do whatever I got to do to get by. I'm getting crushed.
You've lost a couple $100,000.
A little more than that, Jack.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting slammed.
And you're at the breaking point. I think that would be easy for me to assess, right?
Well, yeah, man, you would be too.
Yep, I agree. And it's also puts pressure on you. It puts pressure on your wife. It puts pressure on your marriage. It puts pressure on your kids. Does it not?
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's true. I mean, everybody, I mean, I know, I got a buddy who does a sports bar. He's ready to jump off a bridge. Not literally, but I mean, you can't tell business is sports.
It's bad. It's a disaster. Carmen, how many of your friends, because you live and die in the restaurant business, how many won't come back?
Oh, I don't know, man. There's so many people look, there's been a lot of people that have come back in Bridgeville, Mount Lebanon, St. Clair, South Bay, because that's where we pull from, right?
Right?
There's been a lot that have supported us, and it's been great, too. I've noticed a lot of them have stopped coming, too. But you know what? That's what happens this time of year. It warms up. Everyone's a grill master, and they get outside, and they just want to, you know, do their thing. Everyone's coming over, and they're just grilling out on a nice day if it's 2 in a row, 3 in a row. But I don't know. I mean, there's so many people still that are so afraid to come out. I don't think the world's ever going to be the same again, man.
Hey, Carmen, on a typical Thursday night, you would be pretty crowded, especially this time of year. Tonight, what percentage of your normal business will you do versus pre-pandemic? 10%?
Listen, I don't know any percentages. I can just tell you this, right? I know Thursday's a great night for me. It always has been. We'll bring in $350 tonight.
Total?
Maybe 400. Yeah, that'll be it.
Jimmy Toten, on a typical Thursday morning, you got a line out the door. I know it because I lived it. I've been there. What kind of business will you do today?
I'm lucky. Today's what?
Thursday.
I'll be lucky, honestly, 800-900.
Total.
Yeah.
And normally
that's bad, man. This is terrible.
Normally I'm at 4.
Hey, Jim, you sound, and I'm going to be honest because I'm feeling anxious for the first time in my life. You sound a little down. Are you down?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm totally starting over again. I'm down. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I'm bent out of shape. You know that.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Then you turn on the news, and then they do some study out of Princeton, realize that everyone's home, and 35% of the people that are home started to drink, and drinking is up. No kidding. Way to go, genius. Serious? Come on, man. Clean it up. What's better than that? Who didn't figure that one out, Marty?
Suicide's everything's up. I mean, no, man. It's terrible.
That took a study, right, Carmen? Yeah, people are drinking. Yeah.
It made national news. Yeah, the drinking's up with the people staying at home. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
Gentlemen, you know, here, much love I have for both of you. Carmen from Cucina Bella and Jimmy Toten from Toten's Diner. They're giving it a shot. They're courageous, and they're hanging in there. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Marty.
You got it.
It just isn't fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.